I'm joined by Sammy from Homs, the Inshaat area there. Sammy, can you give us an update on what's been happening today?
Okay. You have the first day where the regime forces have controlled the area of Al Amr, which is so close to my area here, which is Inshaat area. Now, many of the residents of Inshaat area are trying to return home after they have fled from it because of the intensive shelling. Many of the residents have back home, and the only way that to back is to pass through a regime checkpoints, that is checking people, searching trolley and checking the IDs of the residents, and not all the time allow them to enter, and not all the time allow men to enter. Sometimes they just allow women and children to return home, and men are not allowed to enter yet. When many of the residents have returned, they found a very big damage on the area. Streets are totally damaged, really. There is no streets. You can't call them street anymore. Many buildings have been totally damaged, and the home that then being shelled was rabid and was stolen by the regime forces. They stole everything that they found, and especially the expensive things. We really found some homes just with walls still there, and everything else has been taken by the regime forces. It's obvious that it was an organization thing. It was organized by the regime, and it's just like an order or something like that. It's not an individual operation or something that happened by some of soldiers. It's obvious that there is an order to do that. You have to know that 30% in my area is still allowed to enter to reach some amount of food. It's a very small amount of food. It didn't fit the big number of residents here. But still the Red Crescent are allowed to enter the area, where it's still not allowed to enter the area of Al Amr, where it's close, and we see them many times in ambulance and in trucks of the Red Crescent trying to just enter the area and the entrance of the Bab al-Amr, because the regime forces are banning them every time till now. You have to know that in my area, the west part of Inshaat and the whole part of Bab al-Amr is still without electricity since the 5th of February, and the water have back, but after it was being shut down by the regime forces for continuous 4 days. Land phones works in some parts, and totally mobile phones and internet are shut down by the regime forces from the whole city of Homs.
You say the media has been ignoring what's been happening up the road in Rastan. What can you tell us about what's been happening there?
What I have confirmed report by the activists there, that is a very, very violent shelling by the regime forces taking place there. Rastan is not a small village. It's almost like a small city. There is a very big number of residents still there, and I really don't know exactly what's happening. But we know that the besieged have been obliged by the regime. Nobody allowed to enter or get out from the area, and a very intensive shelling and shooting is taking place till this morning. This morning we have confirmed that the shelling was on Rastan, and not only Rastan. It's also for the area of Luxair and also the area of Tal Kalakh. Those are also a small city in the suburb of Homs. It's the same scenario of what's happening in Homs. No communication, no food, no medications, no relief humanitarian organization allowed to enter, and residents are not allowed to flee from the area. If they are trying to escape, they are trying from non-official entrance and non-official roads. It's very dangerous when you see a woman and when children trying to escape from a dirty road and trying to just down because of the snipers all over the way. The same situation, the same scenario, but in not in focus of the media, because there is not a lot of member of organization. There is no media center there, and there is there is no organization as we have here on the city of Homs.
In the southwest of Homs, in El Qasir, where lots of refugees have fled to Lebanon, we had reports today that bridges have been bombed there. to stop refugees.
Yeah.
Is that something you can verify?
Well, the activists here, yeah, were saying that something like that, but they said that this information is not totally true, because it's not the bridge that they were trying to escape from. It's in the near area of where we're trying to escape. It is not the same, and it's not the same. The same who have been shelled. It's a near place where they are trying to escape from. But they are trying to shell this area. Yeah, but the road, I think, what I have told, that the road is still able to escape under the dangers of snipers and shelling, but it's still able to some people to refugee from the area of there.
Does the army now control all of Homs?
No. It's just the north and west part of Homs. Northwest part is Inshaat and Babam, totally controlled by the Libyan forces. There is some of the Alawite part, where it's in the east and north. It's controlled by the regime, and no Christian army there. There is the south, in the northeast part of the city. Northeast is totally controlled by the Christian army. Areas just like Khalidiya, Bayada, Islam 81, and Hamidiya, and something like a part of Bab Wood and Bab Dreb are totally controlled by the Free Syrian army. Those are some part of the old city and some part of the north and east part of the city. It's a big area, not a small area. It could be for a quarter of the city. You can check it on in Google. It's Khaldiya, Wayada, and many parts of the old city. It's a big area, not a small. And there is no regime army there.
And is there fighting between Free Syrian Army and the regime there?
Yeah. It's not as violent as it was in the last week. It's much less, but still taking place. There is still shelling in the area of Al-Hamidiyya, which is close to the point center of the city, the downtown of the city. There is a real fight there, and there is shelling on Khalidiyya and Bayada still taking place from bar to bar, and using the mortar of shelling, and it's still taking place, and still many of the residents are there, and it's also nobody there have escaped, not as what happened in Inshaat. Most of the residents have fled. Their residents still in their homes till this moment. You have asked about the situation in the host homes. Told you that there is now a control by the regime, controlled by the Free Syrian army, and there is a quiet part. There is not a big military operation there in the center and in the west of the city. There is war and Kouta and Malab, much quiet, not have the same situation of the other part of the city.
So people will be free to demonstrate in the northern quarter of the city?
Yes. Demonstration against the regime, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, still there, and some of them in the quiet part, in Malab, and in Noir, and in Wuta. There is no big spreading of the Free Syrian army or the regime forces, but anti-regime protest is still happening there.
So Syrian TV has showed pictures of families returning to Babar Amro. Have any idea how many people are there? Have returned?
Have returned, I don't know. When the regime forces entered, we have reported that over 4,000 people still at their houses at the area of Obama. You have to know that we are not allowed to enter that area. There is only a few checkpoints that they are allowed to enter through it. It's just only for, we don't see, from our area, we don't see anyone who have back, or even who is trying to back. We didn't see that. We have confirmed that they brought some of the pro-regime people from the pro-regime area. They have entered them. We can recognize them from their accent. It's not from the accent of Obama. They show some of them on the state TV. They are talking about what happened there. We know that their accent is not the accent of people of Obama. We can recognize that they are pro-regime, and they have brought just to make an evidence about the regime stuff.
What kind of accents did they have?
It's for the regime, it's for Alawite. We can know it.
What sort of Damascus accents or?
No. It's from the coast of Syria, from Lazdia and those suburb of area where they said the Qaf in a way that we can recognize. It's not the same accent of people in Homs.
So it's sort of fabricated.
Yeah. We can know and we can know and we can love. It's obviously we can know that it's not from their area. I'm telling you, there's still some of the residents there. Some of them we know that they were forced to make an interview with the state TV, and they forced them to say something. But we saw also many of the who have shown on the state TV. We know that they are not from that area. And we know that they are not even telling the truth. As I told you, from the entrance where we can see the north entrance of Alamar. We know that nobody have tried to go back there. Nobody, totally nobody. But as I told you, I don't know from the other part if they are trying, but I really don't think so. I think that was fabricated by the regime.
Did you say you laughed at it? Was it laughably bad or?
Yeah. It makes me laugh when I see the state regime trying to show those people as a residence of Obama. We know that is untrue. We know it from the first word he said. We can know that he is not from Obama and he is not telling the truth. So,
how many families have they been showing on state TV?
Well, I show some of the interviews. I really don't see the whole time, but they keep showing. Families and they have focused on women and on the old age men. I don't see any young men. Most of them were from. I'm saying about the people who were from the area. Most of them were women and old age men. The people who were focused on young men, that they were totally from the pro regime area.
In the rest of Homs, do you have thousands of families left, or is it deserted, or have many people stayed?
There is in the other part there is a small traffic of fleeing or fleeing from the city, but it's not big. It's not big as much as what happened in Inshaat or what happened in Balama. A majority of the residents, I think, is still at their homes. Still stuck in their homes. You have to know that none of the life signs have shown on the city of Homs since the 5th of February. No banks, no schools, no even governmental center, no schools, no university. It's like a ghost city. It's the third biggest Syrian city. It's an over 1.5 million people there, and none of the life signs have been showed. All markets are totally closed. There is some vegetable market are trying to open from bar to bar in the day, but other life signs are totally closed.
Last week we were talking just before Babar Amro fell, and you were worried, you were scared about possible reprisals if Babar Amro did fall.
Yeah.
What have those fears been realized?
I will truly honest with you. On the area of Obama, we have confirmed some of the operation of the revenge operation. But on the area where we were, treating people with bad way have stopped when they controlled the area. I think it's I'm talking about Inshaat only, not in Obama. Inshaat, they tried to not to be bad with people anymore when they controlled it. I think that is, from my opinion, it's just like they are trying to make them just not to to be a pro-Fusian army people. They are trying not to force them to hate those people, to hate the Fusian army. I think that they are in the area where we are. They are just checking. They are just searching for the homes, but they are not even just like beating or killing people. Even snipers have stopped to shoot snipers of the regime. I'm talking about them. They have stopped to shoot on the area where we are when the residents are trying to back. I think they are trying to show the world that they are treating people in a good way, and the one who was treating them bad was a priest. I mean, we know that they are the same who were treating us in a bad way, they are the same who is now treating us in a good way. I think it's an order, it's not, that is my opinion.
They're being friendly.
No, you can say it friendly, but not as violent, not as aggressive as they were when they are trying to control the area. Not friendly, not absolutely not friendly, but not violent as they were in the past weeks.
You're an opposition activist. What's the mood among you and your fellow combativists? What do you think is going to happen next?
Well, I think because they still cut and shut down the connections, and because they still shut down the entrance of the area, I still the emergency operation didn't finish yet. I think it wasn't focused on just on Bab Amr. I think they will try to control other area where the Palestinian army located. Especially in the, as I told you, east and north, south of the city. I think if they were finished, they were at least back the communication. Many times when the operation just finished, we saw the communication just back at the same time. I know that it's still the council will see another. I think it's in a day it was another violence days by the regime, and then in the couple few days, next few days, I think that will be after they are trying. You know that they are trying to rebuild some of streets in Sha'at area because they didn't let the relief organization to enter those areas of Bab Amr. They are trying to refix some of that and try to show the Red Cross that there is no damage and there is no shelling. We see them trying to fix some streets of Sha'at. That happened now, and till now they didn't let the organization to enter. I think they will let it after they try to just erase their crimes that they have applied. From my opinion, I told you, I think the situation is still taking. I think the international community till this moment didn't do anything just to help people whom are suffering inside Homs, and I hope that nightmare could end in as soon as possible, but I don't see the end of that very soon.
I don't know if you've seen that the US Senator John McCain has called for airstrikes against the Assad regime. Is that something you support?
Well, truly, at this moment, I don't think that is the most powerful thing that could stop this violence. At this moment, I'm joking. In the next future, I think Assad regime will not shine in a peaceful way. That's my opinion. I really can support a war. I don't know. It's not a decision that I can't take by myself. I'm just trying to see things. How is it now? Now we need help in a humanitarian way. And if in the future or far future, I think military operation is should be applied. But I personally I can't call for it. I can't. It's very hard when you call for a big war at your area. But that is the resolution. It's something that's so complicated. You may not understand what I feel, but it's very hard to make such a decision just like that.
And Kofi Annan is going to arrive on Saturday, and Valerie Amos is due before that. Do you have high hopes for that Kofi Annan's mission?
Well, anything that will not force the regime to stop will not be efficient and will not be strong enough to help people. We saw the Arab League trying to resolve in a diplomatic way, in a very kind diplomatic way. They are trying to just trade them in a kind way and as a friend way. That didn't success was dealing with the regime of Assad, and I think Kofi Annan is, if he is coming to make a diplomatic solution that is take a long time, and the regime, that is the thing that he loves. He loves things that take time, because he is trying to take as much time as he could to just end this revolution by cracking down the people and shelling the cities. He is playing on this time. And I think Kofi Annan is something that could give the time to that regime.
Over the last few months, weeks, we've been seeing lots of videos of activists in Babramaro, people like Khaled Abu Salah and Dr. Mohammed Mohammed. Where are those activists? Where did they go? Do you know?
Yeah, I know. Khaled Abu Salah, you're talking about, he's still in Homs, but in another area where the Free Syrian Army control. A lot of them have fled to Lebanon. I talked with some of them. Most of the media center have escaped to Lebanon by Al-Qusair and by some rural of that area. Some of them are still in the suburb of Homs, not in the inside the city of Homs. Some of them are in outside. But the one who I'm really in connecting with him, he's now at Lebanon, and he have many with him. Many others activists are with him. As I told you, not the one way they went. Many ways that they have.
Do you think they'll come back?
They are trying to, but not this time. They are trying just to know how things will go. It's not a very soon step, but yeah, they told me that they are trying to go back when things will just get better.
Okay, Sami, it's very, very kind of you to talk to me. I'm very grateful. Thanks very much.
And I'm really glad to talk with you. I'm just trying to help my people here in the city. I'm just asking you to focus on the humanitarian situation. That the world should know that children are suffering here. That is the thing that really I care about. I really don't care about still not caring about many things as the suffering of my city and as soon as possible. Thank you very much.